We are speaking with the newest coach in the Southern Illinois region, Coach Dan Eisenhower of the Alvarado Falcons basketball and baseball teams. He was announced as the next head coach of both programs Friday morning. Coach, first of all, congrats, and thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, people of Alvarado know you. You were an assistant coach for the basketball program a few years back. When you think back on those times, what's the lasting impression? Obviously, you're back, so it was good. But you think about all those games and practices and everything in between. What comes to mind for you?
Well, that first year that I helped Coach Emling, we were not very good. We didn't win a game, actually. And then we started the run of three of the last 4 years. We won over 20 games. And that last year I was here as an assistant, we shared the conference championship in the SEC and went 21-9. It was a huge deal around here. Obviously, we had never won 20 games in the school's history before, and set the school record for wins. And it's just been Coach Emling has done a great job in the 5 years he was here, taking from zero wins up to winning over 20 games through the last 4 years. So it's where I'm from. It's where I went to school. So it was always kind of in the back of my mind whenever he did resign that I had a chance to come back here and take over. And luckily everything kind of fell into place and it happened.
Yeah, after your time with the Falcons as an assistant, you moved on to Odin for a time, and now you're coming back to Alvarado. But from your time in Odin, what are you going to take from there and be able to apply to your philosophy and your coaching style?
I learned a lot. I coached with Tyler Mitchell up there. He's from Ziegler originally, and he coached at Waltonville 3 years. Then I went with him up there to Odin. And just the way he did a great job of structuring his practices, and that was something that the biggest thing I learned from being up there with him is structuring the practices, competing every day in practice, making competitions out of every drill and everything. And just that's probably the biggest thing I'll take from that.
You were also hired as the baseball coach at Alvarado. That program has struggled, but what do you think you can bring that will turn that program around?
We're going to try to work hard every day, basically. I coached a lot of these kids when they were in junior high. The kids that are juniors and seniors I had as fifth and sixth graders. And we've got some kids that have talent, have skill. It's just mainly staying on the same page with everybody, working hard, and just competition. I'm big on competition every day and just getting the most out of everything you do. And that's something we'll bring every day in practice and in games.
You know, I've made it a point with coaches that I've talked to the past couple of months that are being hired, be it the first time or being brought back into the fold, into the scene. But I've made it a point to, you know, talk about these strange times. And, you know, it's tough being a coach as is, but now you've got a pandemic to worry about as well. I'm pretty certain that you're the first I've spoken to that is taking over two sports, you know, Alvarado, a smaller school. So, you know, you talked about, you know, some of these kids already, and that being a smaller school, it's easier to connect with athletes because of the overlap that you have in sports there. But when you think about the challenges that are already there, and then you add in COVID and the modified IHSA calendar, go through that for me. What challenges are you expecting to come with what you know about the world today?
Oh, it's going to be different. That's the word we've used so far here at the start of the school year. It's just, everything's so different. It's, you know, how we're going to have to modify practice with, you know, wearing masks and doing this and doing that, and just finding time to practice with the other sports and having to clean in between and all that stuff. So your times are going to be a little different. You're getting kids to and from practice, you know, because a lot of kids have to rely on the parents and everything to bring them, or they're riding with somebody. So kind of just all that, and it's just going to be different. That's the word I keep going back to. It's something that, and like with the scheduling and everything, probably no Thanksgiving tournament, which would be weird because there's always, you know, these Thanksgiving tournaments and Christmas tournaments been going on for 60-70 years, and basically probably having none of that, maybe not having a postseason to go with anything. And then as far as just two games a week, you know, I like the playing Friday, Saturday. You know, we're Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, getting those three games in, you know, this and that. Well, now it's just we got a lot of Tuesday, Friday. And then there's going to be some weeks where we play like a Monday, Wednesday. It's just going to be different, you know.
You talked about it earlier, but you worked with Jacob when you were his assistant. Having that relationship with him, how much easier does this transition into a head coaching role become with him as your athletic director and just being able to lean on him for advice?
Oh, yeah, so much. I mean, we talk every single day. I was just over at the intermediate school over there where he's at and where he teaches at, and we talked for, 15, 20 minutes. And he coaches softball, I'll coach baseball, and we just kind of go, we talk about, this and that. And we've known each other for years anyway before we coached together. They coached against each other when he was at DuCoin helping Jason James up there. So it's just a really good relationship, and just even working together just makes it even that much better.
Your fans and community are certainly a passionate bunch. Friday, they were very excited when the news came out that you were going to be the head coach.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the mascot challenge.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to bring that up too. Yeah. They really showed out for it. The Why Would You Go Anywhere Else logo tournament sponsored by Johnny Logan College. A passionate bunch. Coach, I'll just give you the final word here. What is Alvarado getting in Dan Eisenhower, the head coach?
I'm going to work hard every day and just want to bring the best product I can and get the most out of these kids. I want them to be successful. I'm not worried about, look what Dan Eisenhower's done while he's been there. No, look what these kids have done. It's the kids are the ones that I'm not the one out there on the court. I'm helping them out, yes, and coaching them, giving them direction. But it's about these kids. And it's always about, that's what it's always going to be about. And I just want the best for them and the best to be the best people and players they can be.